This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The severe cyclone Dana, formed over the east central Bay of Bengal, is set to make landfall along the Odisha coast somewhere between Bhitarkarnika and Dhamra tonight. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has predicted wind speed of 100 to 120 km per hour during the cyclone's landfall and said the landfall process will continue till tomorrow early morning with widespread impact to the region. The weather agency said the severe cyclone is lying 210 km from Paradeep and 240 km from Dhamra off Odisha coast, and it is moving at a speed of 12 km per hour in the Bay of Bengal. Kendrapara, Balasor, Mayurbhanj, Jagatsinghpur and Bhadrak districts of Odisha will be the worst affected by Cyclone Dana. While 9 other districts of the state will also experience heavy rainfalls under its impact. People living in low-lying regions in coastal areas are being shifted to multipurpose cyclone centres. All schools, colleges, universities and many government institutions have been closed till tomorrow. Leaves of doctors and government employees have been cancelled, while a large number of passenger trains have also been cancelled. Fishermen have been banned from entering the sea. The Bay of Bengal along Odisha coast has been rough since morning with high tides and heavy winds. Rains have started in many coastal districts. High tidal waves up to 2 to 3 metres are expected along the coast this evening. All air services to and from Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar have been cancelled from 5 this evening till 9 tomorrow morning. 9 round-the-clock dedicated war rooms will be established to promptly restore rail services amid red alert along the east coast. Meanwhile, the Indian Coast Guard has been closely monitoring the situation and has taken proactive steps to ensure preparedness for dealing with any emergency arising from the cyclone's impact. The IMD said heavy rainfall is also expected over adjoining Jharkhand and northeast India till tomorrow. Similar rainfall conditions will also prevail in South India over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Kerala today. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a three-day visit to India beginning today to take part in the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, or IGC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the Intergovernmental Consultations tomorrow. The two leaders will hold bilateral talks tomorrow to discuss enhanced security, defence cooperation and deeper economic cooperation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the second edition of its flagship international seminar, the Chanakya Defence Dialogue, in New Delhi today. The minister will launch the Indian Army's Green Initiative 1.0 and digitization of IA 1.0. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the roundtable on disaster-resilient infrastructure on the sidelines of the World Bank and IMF annual meetings at Washington, D.C. in the United States last night. During the meeting, Ms. Sitharaman stressed on the danger of the development gains being undercut by increasing climate-induced risks to infrastructure and the critical services it supports. The government has rejected media reports regarding the shortage of diammonium phosphate, or DAP, across the country. It said such reports are misleading and devoid of factual position. In a press release, Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers has clarified that subsidy on DAP has not been reduced at all and its maximum retail price has been maintained at 1,350 rupees per 50 kilogram bag. The BJP has released the list of its candidates for the upcoming by-elections to one assembly seat in Rajasthan and 7 assembly seats in Uttar Pradesh. The party has fielded Karilal Nanoma from 84 seat in Rajasthan, while Sanjeev Sharma will contest from Ghaziabad seat. Former Director General of Akashvani News, P.K. Bandyopadhyay, passed away yesterday. He breathed his last in Kolkata following cardiac arrest. A former Indian Information Service officer, Dr. Bandyopadhyay, had a long and distinguished career in Akashvani News. In cricket, New Zealand were 92 for 2 in their first innings against India at lunch on the first day of the second test match in Pune. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and elected to bat first. And with that, we end this news bulletin.